Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there and use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whether you're starting, running, growing, or getting rid of your small business. We got something that will help you. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. Don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. Every week we ask a different question, and right there also on the homepage is our newsletter. We hope you'll subscribe to that. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Having a great visit with our new friend, John Harrison. John is a new friend, but he'll be an old friend. We're going to keep him. He's got some good stuff for us. Certified financial planner, the author of Making Mammon Serve You, a biblical manual for money mastery. John, we're talking about, and by the way, give us your website quickly one more time.
We're at aspirefa.com.
Aspirefa.com. Check that out. Folks, they can find your book there as well?
Yes, they can. They can see all the details about the book and pick it up right on the site.
All right, so check it out. And we're going to talk about it in a second, folks, is John's book. John, we're talking about your idea of using entrepreneurship skills to do some financial planning for ourselves. Any other ideas the discipline, we got to have the discipline. Entrepreneurs are typically disciplined, or they wouldn't stay with what they have. They got to have courage, and that's required in investing too, isn't it?
It really is. And you use that word discipline. One of the things that always jumps out at me is once a person makes the decision to go into business for themselves, it's not a decision they keep unmaking and remaking. You're in business if the economy is good this year or if it's bad. You're in business if the political scene is in your favor or not,
right,
and so on and so forth. And basically, you've created a business plan, and you're going to work it methodically regardless of the environment that you're in. And the same needs to be true with your investing. People typically don't transfer that mindset. And so almost every month or every week, there are people who wake up and say, well, it's a good time to be doing investing or things so uncertain. I should just ignore this for a while. People get into the habit of thinking that they can time investment markets and things like that. Almost never works.
But how does that reconcile with the fact that it seems like, in the stock market at least, it's all about trading and not so much about investing anymore? Have you noticed that? Do you agree with me about that?
Well, that's the way it certainly appears if you look at the media, because there's always a magazine cover about, 10 hot stocks to buy now.
But listen to any of the coverage. Listen to NBC, NBC. It's all about trading. It's not. Nobody's giving any advice. Not that you should go to the television to get advice, but it seems like, and if you think about it, it just seems like Wall Street is set for traders now, not for investors.
I really think that's the case, and unless you're a worker on Wall Street, your financial future does not lie in trading.
Right.
It still lies in investing.
That's right.
And that means that.
But with the world trading everything, where does that leave the investor? Where does that leave the long-term investor?
Well, the long-term investor can still find things that he wants to buy and own and hang on to, because the great companies are going to be great companies. If they're great companies now, they're probably going to be great companies next month. And it's not so much that we're trying to figure out what the direction of the stock price will be tomorrow, as we're convincing ourselves that this is something that's going to be good to hold for the long run, just like my business is.
Yeah. Well, John, your financial planning forebears, 20, 30, 40 years ago would have said, give me the money, let me invest it for you. We can both agree on what you invest in, and then forget about it for 10 years. You can't say that now, can you?
No, buy and hold can't mean buy and forget about.
Yeah.
That's not a safe way to approach things. You've got to be aware of what you have and why you have it, and if any of the reasons you got it have changed. But in general, you need to think like an investor and not like a trader. You're not, or it won't work out too well. And, just thinking of a...
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'm thinking of a particular client who some years ago I met, and this was in the mid-90s, and he said to me, I managed to avoid the stock market crash of 1987. I said, oh, that's great. That was good timing. Very few people are fortunate enough to be able to do that and just, miss a big drop like that.
Right.
It was a 25% drop in 87. I said, when did you get back in? He said, well, this was 1995, 1996. The Dow Jones was somewhere between 5 and 6,000.
Right.
So he avoided the 25% drop at the cost of avoiding the 200% gain.
Right.
He followed it. And that's why I say consistency in an
right.
investment plan is just as important as it is in a business plan.
Well said. We got about a minute. In one of your chapters in your book, Making Mammon Serve You, you call faith and finance an awkward pair. Tell us what you mean
yes.
by that.
Well, it's one of those things that people tend to get nervous about considering together. And it's my position that they're ideal to consider together because there are just so many biblical principles that give us methods and reasons for how we manage our money. But because there has been so much, what can we call it, chicanery or charlatanism or just things with bad reputations surrounding church and money, people tend to get a little bit nervous when you combine the two things. When you talk about church and money or faith mm-hmm. and finance, people can get a little nervous. But done right, it's an ideal pairing.
How do you pair them? I've got about 30 seconds. Why would you pair those?
You'd pair them because there's no, in my opinion, no better source of information for how to run a life than the Bible as a source.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much information on the topic of finance in Scripture, just literally hundreds and hundreds of verses that deal with the money and material wealth.
There's,
the principles in the Bible never change.
There's clearly more interest these days, I think, in sort of the ethical investing. I think that's for sure. The book is called Making Mammon Serve You. The author is John Harrison. He's our guest, and he'll be back. John, will you come back another day?
Oh, I'll look forward to that.
We'll look forward to it, too. Thanks for being here. Good job today. Quick break. Stay with me. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.